Slip of the Knife by Denise Miner. Narrated by Jane McFarlane.
Chapter 1. Naked. 1990. Terry Hewitt had never been as afraid as he was now. It was being naked that terrified him. He was stripped of all identifying marks, untraceable, ready for his grave. Terry had been arrested in Chile, seen a woman necklaced in Soweto, stood on the edge of a riot in Port-au-Prince. But here, lying naked in a shuddering car boot, heading into the dark outskirts of Glasgow, he was paralysed with fear. Whimpering, his knees tight against his chin, he was aware of how hopelessly exposed he was. He couldn't even cup himself. His hands were bound behind his back, his wrists swelling around the tight binding. The plastic sheet beneath him was scalding his skin. A rough sacking hood over his head restricted his breathing, and tiny fibres found their way to the moist back of his throat, making him gag. The muscles on his neck hurt from the throttle hold that had made him pass out. His eyes ached where blood vessels had burst. The attack had come from behind, as he stood alone and half-drunk on his front step. It had been a good night until then. The celebration of a book deal. The advance from the publisher hardly covered his and Kevin's expenses, but a big book of glossy photos and text was expensive to produce. It was Kevin Hatcher's suggestion to cash the entire 200 cheque and take it to the casino, and they had worn their least crumpled suits, worried that they might not be smart enough to get in. In the event, they were overdressed. It was a Thursday night, so the other gamblers were serious players.